You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebration day today. It is every once in a while, it's a little light on the celebrations, but hey, I guess it's that means it's time to recover. National Shrimp Day today. Where are you going to get some good shrimp? I love shrimp. National Shrimp Day today. Be out in the Coachella Valley, La Quinta area. So I got to find out where is the place to eat shrimp in La Quinta and Palm Desert. I got to know. It's got to have some good stuff out there. Yeah, it is what it is. Moving right along, what's going on in the market? We're going to talk a lot today. I had some very interesting information this morning, and of course I say that every day because I find there's never a shortage of interesting information in the news. So this time we were watching, I saw some reports, and you can't make this stuff up. It is the United States federal government, so they're just issues that we can't make up. We have to report what we see. But sometimes, I don't know whether it is painful because of the waste of money or it's painful because of the subject matter. But here's the one that got me today. We being the United States taxpayer, paid money to determine where a bee sting hurts the most. And the scientist had spent a lot of time being stung by bees all over his body. And when I say all over his body, there is no exceptions to where they meant. And you know, I guess you have to do what you have to do to figure out where it hurts the most. So as a normal male, where would you think it hurts the most to be stung? Well, the study here might be absolutely useless, but the concept was that it hurts the most on the lip. Believe it or not, that is where it hurt. Now, they did test everywhere, and the penis came in number 3. So just sharing that was the third most painful spot, wasting our money. We did get into the contest. There was a test to see about cheerleading squads. Do the cheerleaders look better in groups or not? That was one of the items that's in the report as being, it's very, very important that you test these things to find out. It's our government. Can alligators outrun dinosaurs? That was another one of those important issues that we needed to have the answer to. I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's important to have this information. So we had that one. We've already seen the shrimp on treadmills, I guess on National Shrimp Eating Day. That would be an important thing to note as to how the shrimp act on treadmills. Further information there. Unbelievable. So just some areas, and it was millions, and these are not just dollars and cents here we're talking about. These are millions and millions of dollars that are being spent on some of these items. Aha, I just found the information. First place bee sting, most painful, would be the nose. And then it was the upper lip. That was the findings of this particular report. Got to find that. You got to know this stuff. Checking on a monkey with Zika virus. You got to see how that'll work out. That's really, really important there. You know, we just have to figure something. I don't know. I guess my soundboard is not working on that one. The president has to pipe in on this, I would certainly think, but we'll find out where he is on. Yeah, I guess that's where it is. He's checking on it. We'll see where that comes in. Amazing stuff right there. Moving right along. New measure. This is an interesting story we saw. California, the state of confusion's in the news. Can you believe that one? We're going to find out. We're trying to find this out. This is a new law that we're trying to get passed. This came a measure for the state of California to possibly be able to suspend lawmakers without pay. Do you remember some of the different lawmakers that were indicted? Yeah, that would be, there's been several of them who have pleaded guilty. Leland Yee, Democrat from San Francisco, pleaded guilty to corruption charges. Well, while they're going through the process, they continue to get paid. So there is a new measure being sent into Sacramento to try and to allow the cancellation, where the legislature can stop paying these people who are doing absolutely nothing. Of course, then again, sometimes it seems to me that if they would do absolutely nothing in Sacramento, couldn't that be better than what we're already seeing? Just a thought. Speaking of California, the state of confusion, we chat here on a regular basis. The Oakland Raiders, they're in the news. Now, I'm not an Oakland Raider fan, but I can tell you this one. It does make sense to me. The Oakland Raiders want to move their football club from Oakland, and no, they're not looking at moving to Southern California. They want to move to Las Vegas. Why do they want to move to Las Vegas? Well, their taxes in Las Vegas are significantly cheaper than the state of confusion. And figure that, football players are almost all in the maximum tax bracket. State of California, the state of confusion, 13.3% tax bracket. Yet, if they are in Nevada, they have no personal income tax. Think about that one. So they have no tax. They save 13.3%. Now, I've been watching in some of the different teams, some players, they just don't want to come to California sports teams because they look at it and say, if there is a salary cap, if there is a maximum amount of money a player can earn, and you have the opportunity of earning that money in the state of confusion or earning that money in Dallas, Texas, where there's no personal income tax, where would you rather work? 13% of a, say, I'll just use a $10 million contract. That's a boatload of money. It's more money than most of us are earning. So think about that. Their Raiders want to go to Las Vegas. Now, it doesn't say anything in the article about the potential loss at the gambling table. So that might be a different issue that we want to talk about there. So that's just completely, completely different. We're moving right along. California Nurses Union, they're making the news. Do you think they're voting? They're in all in for Hillary? Yeah, I think you probably know better than that. Yeah, you know better than that. Nah, the nurses are saying they are all in for Bernie Sanders. Wonder how that one's going to go out. Worry about getting paid money, paid income, yet they're all in for Bernie Sanders, who says he likes the idea of a 90% tax bracket. Yeah, I don't know about that concept, but The nurses union, that's who they're endorsing, Bernie Sanders. Who are you in favor of? Or as I watched some of the news early this morning from West Virginia, most of the people there, even though there a lot of them are registered Democrats, it's who they're voting against. So they're voting for Bernie strictly because they don't want Hillary in office. Interesting thought there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we started chatting yesterday a little bit, and I got some calls about how to consolidate your debt, how to convert 20%, 30% credit card debt to maybe paying 4% or 5%. How can that save you some money? We're going to talk about that. Maybe ways to do some home improvements and not have to pay for it right away. What do you think about that concept? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Got a couple of events coming up that you should be aware of. They're great events that I'm getting behind. I hope you will also. You know that I'm a big fan of Wise Guys Pizzeria. There's some great people there. the owners, when there's been different natural disasters in Orange County, they've stepped up to the plate, fed hundreds and hundreds of firefighters at their from their restaurants, done a lot of great community benefits. Well, they're having their 7th annual golf tournament, May 30th, Tustin Ranch Golf Course. Highly recommend you reach out to them and chat about getting in there. The format is a four-person best ball scramble. Got auction items from Stanley Cup champion Ducks jersey, Cam Fowler signed jersey. Two organizations are the beneficiaries this year. Tustin's Children's Center for the Blind and Baby Kennedy's Superhero Healthcare Fund. So a couple of great organizations, great charity, good time. May 30th, tee sponsors, $150 if you can't be there. Gold sponsor, $1,000. If you want to just play golf, $175. Again, it's at Tustin Ranch Golf Club. If you need more information, call us, 800-306-1990. Or we'll put this information right there on the Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. So that's a great organization there, great cause. So just get behind them. Got the Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Word on Wealth, two things that will eat up roughly 50% of your income in retirement. Where's my friend over there? Yikes, that one, that does not sound like it's a good issue right there. Yeah, eating up 2% of your, 50% of your money in retirement. Are there any solutions is the issue. People age 75 and older spend on average $36,673 per year with housing and health care, comprising more than 52% of that money, housing and health care. And remember, these are national numbers. These are coming out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The data is from 2014, just released last month. So it's the most current data available. Now, why do I bring these two up? Obviously, we need to make plan. We need a plan. We need to understand with the Unaffordable Care Act, Medicare, the different Part A, B, C, D, I don't understand all of that stuff. I've talked to specialists in that arena that are great at helping us with that. But housing, why is it that we worry about housing when we've got people that are in their 60s? That's because so many still have debt, which I think is great. Mortgage debt, to me, is not a bad thing. In fact, I look at mortgage debt and say that it is a benefit. It is saving you on risk. Home equity is high risk. Now, what do you do with it there? Let's think about this concept. And we've talked to Jay Kaplan. He'll be on, I believe, next week. We're going to talk to him further. He's not quite at the age 75 and older. He's in 70, just told us about his birthday. But think about this. If you've got 40, 50, 60% equity in your property, I highly recommend you consider the reverse mortgage, not just if you need money. It is for everybody. Why? The only person when Jay and I have really tried to find, and there's others we've talked to as well, the only people that we have been able to find that a reverse mortgage is not beneficial for is somebody who's looking to move in the next 3, 4 months, 5 months. The reverse mortgage does not take your property away from you. That's a myth. That's an old wives' tale. That program stopped in the early 80s. It is a lien on the property just like any other lien. But here's the issue. If you have a reverse mortgage and you don't need the money, don't take the money. Get the line of credit set up so that if and when you do need the money, you have it. If there's a downturn in real estate, you can write a check for the money, but that money continues to grow. It does not diminish. Now, I don't know all the specifics of it. Actually, I do, but we're not going into that this morning. We'll talk to Jay about that next week. But the thought of it is your money is protected. Your equity is protected when you have that line of credit. Your heirs are protected. you remember us talking a few weeks ago, Jay and I were talking about this on a broadcast. If you missed it, Ron Siegel won on YouTube. Ron Siegel won on YouTube. Probably 10,000 people have watched that show alone, where we talked about the idea that this is not the intended use of the reverse mortgage, but if a person needed all the money out of their property, they had that line of credit set up and it had grown, they can write a check for the money regardless of what the property value is, whatever's available on their line of credit, and their heirs, when they depart the property, when they pass on, their heirs can buy the property back from the lien holder at 95% of value if it's underwater, 95% of the value if it's underwater. Think about that concept. It's great for people to protect their equity. That's the Mortgage Minute, the Word on Wealth, brought to you again by the Area Trusted Professionals. That would include the reverse mortgage specialists. Text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. We will have someone get in touch with you who can give you all the details, go over your specific situation, and help you. So I've been sharing this information with folks. There's a lot going on. Right now we're seeing, we talked to Melinda Johnson yesterday, and we were talking about how many people have significant amounts of equity in their property. And we learned that over 72% of the people have more than 20% equity in their property. And you wonder about that concept as to if they've got that much equity, yet they've got credit card debt. Can we plan? Can we strategize to help them save money? So we did a little bit of analysis, and we looked at today's rates, and we looked at what people owe on historical numbers. So we looked at a property that's got about $700,000 property. Not everybody has one of those. But it's got a home loan, first mortgage, $400,000. It's got a home equity line of credit of $75,000. And if you recall, in December, when the Federal Reserve increased interest rates, prime rate went up at that time. And when prime rate goes up, the home equity lines of credit, in most instances, your interest payments go up there as well. So say an individual has a great interest rate. Say they've got a 3.875 interest rate. Now, we know in today's environment, the APOR, 3.66%, 30-year fixed rate loan. 30-year fixed rate APOR, 3.66% this week. But not everybody has that. So I just looked at, okay, you have a 3.875, 30-year fixed rate loan. You've got that home equity line of credit that's now at 5.49%. There was $75,000 on that. We talked about that. You have two auto loans. One's at $13,000. They're both roughly $13,000 in auto loans. One's at a 4.95% interest rate. The other's at a 5.95% interest rate. And you've got credit card debt, $15,000 worth. You've got student loan debt, $47,000 worth. And we're just looking at basic numbers. These are nothing spectacular. These are just average numbers that the average American may have. And we looked at all these numbers, and when it came out, the total of these payments on these different numbers came out to $3,700 a month. You've got that first mortgage, you've got the home equity line, the car loans, credit cards, student loans, all of that stuff, $3,700 a month. The blended interest rate then is going to come out. Now, you just have to understand where your credit cards are, because so many people are paying anywhere from 15 to 29% interest. 15 to 29% interest. So that's what we put in there. We did one at 15, one at 20, one at 29. And we come up with a blended interest rate of 4.91. 4.91. That comes out, all those payments, again, $3,800 in payments. What can you do? Can we reduce that? Can we save you some money? How do we help you in your planning? Now, we look at this from a couple of different avenues because there are different loan programs. Not everybody fits the same box. Now, I'm going to tell you that if you have this much debt on your portfolio, you're probably not going to have the ultra-high FICO scores. Maybe you do. But generally, this is not going to, what we're talking about here is the average Joe. not having the high FICOs. Can we reduce all these payments, maybe $800 to $1,000 a month? That's what we're going to look and see if it'll work. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. What moms look for when buying a house, that'll be on the docket as well. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows. We'll talk about that also. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And remember, if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegel1, Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for that mortgage, when you're ready for, hey, no down payments, they're back. Nada, zero, zilch. They even have a program that'll take care of your closing costs for you. Think about that one. So you don't have to be renting because there is absolutely nothing down. Why would you rent? Why would you pay somebody else's mortgage if you can get it for 100% financing, including the closing costs? Unbelievable. Latest report from Freddie Mac shows a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 3.61% last week, slightly down from the week before 3.66, and nearly 20 points lower than a year ago at 3.80 a year ago. Great news for home buyers who are dealing with rising prices due to a low inventory of homes for sale in many areas. Freddie Mac expressed their optimism for the rates to remain low throughout the spring in a recent blog post of theirs, and I quote, "We expect mortgage interest rates to stay well below 4% as we head into the heart of the spring home buying season. We're predicting it to be the best one in 10 years, which should provide even greater opportunities for first-time home buyers." Yeah, the first-time home buyers, that's the one group especially that has the no down payment options. The government's involved in these. Zero down, zero closing costs. Grant money to help for the closing costs and deferring the down payment. Unbelievable. So rates, again, they're falling the historic lows. I've been talking to you about that. Sean Bicchetti, chief economist for Freddie Mac, recently explained, since the start of February, mortgage rates have varied within a narrow range, providing an extended period for house hunters to take advantage of historically low rates. Now, maybe you're not looking for to go buy a house, and that I understand that completely. But the thought here is not only do the mortgage rates, these low rates, have a tremendous benefit for you when it comes to buying a house, but what if you're looking to do some remodeling? Well, those benefits are there as well. You can refinance your property, take in money out of the property, and put in that new kitchen that you wanted, add the bedroom for Sally or Johnny. You might want to put a new pool in. There are also other programs that, again, I don't offer these programs. I know the people that do. I can put you in touch with them, where you can do some energy-efficient home upgrades and have these energy-efficient home upgrades, depending, again, there are certain cities that participate in this, certain cities that don't, but these upgrades happen. And you don't have to make any payments until December of 2017. That's when the payments start. Now, the benefits, your reduced electric bill, your reduced gas bill, maybe reduced water usage, drought tolerance, those benefits come to you right away. The rebates from all of those items, those come to you right away. But you don't have to start making payments until December of 2017. Think about that. If you want, I'll put you in touch with Chris Kralis. He knows all about these programs. How about a new roof? That qualifies depending upon your city. That'll qualify. New air conditioning unit. We'll put you in touch with the right people for that as well. Those qualify. So the home improvements can be done. And all of these things are part of planning. And when I talk about planning, I talk about planning from both the financial planning side, which we put you in touch with people, great people that handle the asset side. But we also talk about it from the debt side. And that's what we started talking about in the last segment, is we were looking at a scenario where an individual has home loan, home equity line of credit, couple of cars, credit cards, student loans, all of these items that are working in, and we look at them and say, okay, what can we do to plan this process? So I looked at him and I said, okay, the interest rate here was a 4.91% blended weighted interest. And the way you come up with 4.91 blended and weighted is because you got that home loan that's at 3.875, but who cares? Because we look at a full package. You can't say, oh, I've got a great home loan and then complain about having credit card debt that's at 15, 20, 30% interest or the student loan debt. So what we look at is we say, okay, let's put it all together, blend all those interest rates, weighted, because we know that you can't average them. That doesn't work, because a $5,000 credit card at 30% doesn't average out dollar for dollar with a $400,000 home loan at 3.875. That doesn't work. So we blend them and weight them so that the 400,000 carries a higher weight. And that's how we came up with 4.91. So anything we can do to save money there is going to be beneficial. Again, doing this all strategically. Now, we also recognize the fact that, hey, you know something, maybe we don't have the greatest credit in the world if we're carrying that much debt. So we understand that. We have to work that into our entire equation. We do that. So what if we go and restructure this debt and look at it and say, okay, we've got this restructured. We're going to deal with it. And we've now got a higher interest rate on the home loan, but we're rolling everything in there. Now, when we roll everything in there, again, you've got to talk to your financial planners and your tax people, but maybe it becomes tax deductible as well. Again, that's not our focus here. We're not looking at the tax deductible portion of it, but what if we can save $900 a month by doing this? How do we do that? Because we're bringing the interest rate down on a good portion of that debt. We're paying it off. What if we can get the interest rate into the high threes? Holy cow, that might even work for some people. Some people, we might need that program for them. And the difference is maybe $20 a month. Now, again, interest rates do not matter as much as Ben Franklin. I get a lot of people that talk to me and they say, Ron, I got a great interest rate. I don't want to change anything. I understand that. How much money do you have? Can you take your wife or family out to dinner or your husband out to dinner off of a great interest rate, or do you need dollars? And obviously the answer is you need dollars. You've got to be able to pay for it. Interest rates don't pay anything. So we looked at this and we said, okay, let's figure out how we can make all of this work. And we can. We can make it all work. We're going to take and do a refinance. We're going to do a cash out refinance. We're going to pay off all of the debt. Now, what happens when we pay off all that debt? We're going to have one mortgage payment. So obviously, we're going to have our car paid off, credit cards paid off, student loans paid off, the home equity line of credit. All of this is paid off. Good deal. Don't go out and buy a new car. Don't go out and run up the credit card debt again. We don't want that. But don't close any of those credit cards because that's part of the process. That's part of our plan. I want you to use all three of those credit cards once a month to buy a cup of coffee, buy a tank of gas, go out to dinner, pay it off at the end of the week. Friday, we want all of our credit cards paid clear. End of the week, Friday, we're going to just go online and we pay them all off. So we have a zero balance at the end of the month. What's that going to do? It's going to increase our credit scores because we've got a zero balance and we've still got those credit cards opened. Think about that. Now, I will have some people will call me and say, Ron, what about the idea we've taken all that debt and now instead of paying it off, you know, a car loan in 4 years, we're going to take 30 years to pay it off. Yeah, you're right. But what if we start advancing that payment? That's where the beauty of planning comes in. What if we pay ahead? We take some of that $900 a month savings and apply it to the principal of our existing home loan. And do we take all of it? Maybe. Do we take half of it? Maybe. That's something that you need to decide. But if you take and pay all of that money, if you continue making the same payments that you were making to the student loan, the cars, the credit cards, make all those same payments to the home mortgage, it's going to take that 30-year loan and pay it off in 18 and a quarter years. So you can't tell me that that's a worse scenario than where you were because nobody had been planning on that. Nobody had been thinking about paying this off at 18 and a quarter years. I don't think that's a good idea. I talked to you about other opportunities, but we want to take care of the debt first. I'm going to also tell you that I would set up, instead of taking all of the money and putting it toward the mortgage, some of that money, I would take a few hundred dollars of that and put it into our car replacement fund. That way, when it comes time to buy a new car, we can go and pay cash for a new car because we had those cars. They're paid off now. Pay cash. What does that do for you? We'll talk about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. What moms look for when buying a house. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Another great event coming up, the America Ride. America Ride. Have you heard about this one? We talked about it with Tom Tackett recently. Their goal is 22-0. 22-0. According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, 22 American veterans take their own lives each and every day. They suffer from post-traumatic stress disorders, brain injuries, and other physical disabilities from serving our country. Patriotic Service Dog Foundation is dedicated to providing service dogs to the men and women who fight for our freedom and allow us to live the lives we choose. The goal, 22-0. The music, it's theamericaride.com. Theamericaride.com. May 21st and 22nd, Irvine Lake. A lot of great vendors, a lot of great companies participating in this. I think they're expecting like 1,500 motorcycles there going on this ride, going to the Irvine Lake. Should be a pretty interesting time. I'm going to be drive right past our studio here in Anaheim Hills. So it's going to be very, very interesting for us to watch that go by. And again, I highly urge you to go and support this organization, theamericaride.com. Theamericaride.com. Real-time real estate segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. What moms are looking for when buying a house. This is a recent study that just came out earlier this month by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Very, very interesting study. 10 years ago, the only thing families were looking for when they were looking at homes, square footage and a large yard. Configuration of the home is more important now. People are looking for an open floor plan rather than separate dining and living rooms. We see less and less formal spaces as per the report. And this is an interesting one. We talked to this yesterday with Melinda Johnson. Everything happens in the kitchen. Kids use the island now for breakfast, lunch, dinner, doing homework. Separate home offices are out, replaced by an office nook off the main living space so the parents can keep tabs on what the kids are doing. Looking at putting the laundry room with a folding area where the mom or dad can keep an eye on everything. They don't want to leave the kids unattended. Location of the garage also counts with many moms and parents. If there are stairs to and from the garage, are you going to be willing to go up and down them carrying a child in from the car seat? Interesting concept we're looking at here. Just a few changes in what people are looking for in their homes. Again, I chatted in the last segment about people that are doing a lot of work right now in remodeling. Now it seems as people have more and more equity or realize that they have equity. It's not that they've got more equity. It's that they realize they have more equity. And they're starting to do some good things with that. I would suggest, again, that you look and say, what makes sense to you? What makes sense to your family? And maybe you want to use that equity to remodel and make your house more comfortable for what is more efficient, I guess is probably a better term. So we've been talking this morning about what we call a debt consolidation loan and what your household blended interest rate is. And that's the most important number for you to look at is what is that blended interest rate? So we chatted about in the last segments, and I'm not going to repeat myself here, but we talked about the foundation of what we have as far as a very, very typical household, American household with car loans, credit cards, student loans. I used a high home loan amount. And one of the things that happens when you use a high home loan amount is sometimes those numbers will get skewed because if I were to plug in instead of a $400,000 loan there as far as the first, and I plugged that in and said it was only a $300,000 loan, the blended interest rate on the same program goes back to 5.14 instead of 4.91. So you save even more money if your home loan is lower. So those of you that are inquiring or considering and saying, you know something, Ron, I don't have a $475,000 home loans combined, and I don't have a $700,000 house. If your house is worth less and your mortgages are lower, then your blended interest rates are probably going to be higher, and the whole model still works just the same because you're still going to be saving a boatload of money. Just a consideration there for you when we're thinking about this. Now, we also spoke in the last segment when we were talking about the strategies here. We're talking about how to spend the money. And I know, everybody tells me it's easy. We don't have any problem with spending the money. What I want you to understand is how do you spend the money appropriately? How do you make sense of that? And what is the next steps in this process? Well, the next steps in the process are getting those credit cards paid off, getting the car loans paid off, getting the credit scores increased. Again, our friends over at Credit Sanitizer can help with that part of the process as well. But what I want you to understand when we're talking about that is the program does not end there. Because remember, I started earlier in the broadcast and I said this week's APOR rate, and that's just an average rate. Now, Freddie Mac comes out and they say that this week's interest rate is 3.61%. And I tell you the APOR is 3.66. The reason there's a little bit of a spread there is Freddie Mac is anticipating, the people that are responding to them are telling them how much they're charging in points and fees. The APOR rate is building all of that in. So you don't have to worry about the rates and fees on the APOR rate, 3.66%. That's where that benefit comes in. So when I look at the interest rate, and remember, if you remember, we spoke about this. We talked about the interest rate. The blended interest rate was 4.91. We did a new loan, and we said it could be anywhere from 4.25 to 4.75, depending upon your FICO scores. Once you pay off all this debt, if you do it the right way, and if you've been prudent, and if you've engaged our friends at creditsanitizer.com, the likelihood is your credit scores are going to increase. When your credit scores increase, there is a potential that you can restructure that home loan once again. And this will probably take about 6 to 9 months. You can restructure that home loan again, taking advantage of the lower interest rates. You say, Ron, but that's going to cost me more money. So what? Look, don't worry about it. Here's the thing. So many people get caught up in cost that they forget to think about benefit. Remember, I told you that if you put the savings towards your principal on your loan, you could take a 30-year loan and pay it off in 18 years by not spending any more money than you're actually spending now. Think about those concepts. I'm not looking to try and curb your budget. I'm trying with this planning process to help your budget, to get you a better process. Here's the only one that gets hurt with everything I've told you this morning. The only parties that are harmed in this process, if you follow directions, are the lending institutions, because they're not going to make as much profit. The credit card companies, they look at it, and if they can charge you 15, 20, 30% interest, they're making a lot of money because they're borrowing. They can go out and look at the 10-year treasury today is at 1.75. They can go out and borrow money in the 1, 2% range, and then they turn around and sell it to you, loan it to you. And that's the truth, that when they're loaning it to you, that's their sales. They're selling that to you. They're lending that to you at 20, 15, 20, 30%. That's a lot of money they're making. Even if they're doing a home loan for you and they hedge it, because they know that we only keep our loans for 6 years in this country. The idea there is they're borrowing low, they're selling or lending high, they make a lot of money. I've shown you a way for them not to make as much money, for you to bring that into your family. You tell me who it's more important for. Are you happy seeing your family get the money or the bank get the money? If you're not calling, I understand the answer. You're happier seeing the bank get the money. But we're reducing this interest rate. Now, 6 months from now, you've increased your credit scores. You've got less debt. Your debt-to-income ratio is better. You've got more appreciation on the property, so your loan-to-value is better. And now we go in and restructure that loan again and lower the interest rate to something closer to whatever the APOR rate is at that time. Today, the APOR, like I told you, 3.66. So saving more money again. Take that same money and you take a $3,000 payment, and if you can move that to a 3.66, do you know what that payment becomes? Well, I'm going to tell you. You save another $350 a month. What do you do with the money? Pay down your principal on your loan, put it into a savings account for your next new car so you're not spending money on interest. It's planning. And I want you to plan on coming back here every day to set that. So set that pre-radio preset button, the first one, to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of our street.